Hi, Rob. What's on your mind, sir?
Right. Bless you. You have such a breadth and depth of knowledge that's just absolutely astounding to me. I hope I don't increase your hat size.
No, sir, but I have to say this, and that is I know a hell of a lot about very little. You should just look at me when I go in and listen to the guy explaining my transmission. I can't understand a word.
That's funny. My question is, I was reviewing the Curaderm site, and I was fascinated by the BEC5 affecting the basal cell carcinoma cancers. It says it's only for topical. Is there any research that's showing anything of the active ingredient, that BEC5, applied to deeper, more internal types of cancers? Would it be as effective as that, or has there been any research done on treating cancers with something like this that is as effective as it is for topicals?
Everyone ignores this particular product. They just ignore the BEC5, even though there are two books on it, and the last one, called Inspired by Nature, Proven by Science, has all these citations to studies done outside these United States, of course, that show that indeed it is effective. And by the way, sir, you're completely correct. If you can get the material to where the cancer is, and that's the key thing, then it would kill the cancer. Why? Because this stuff is only taken up by cancer cells. It is not taken up by a cell that has a normal membrane around it, but cancer cells have a different membrane, and they allow this stuff into them, and where it goes to little bags called lysosomes, which is just fancy language for that's the bag of enzymes inside the cell, and it ruptures that, and so that cell literally digests itself to death right there. And so it works on skin because we can all get at our skins, but doggone it, you'd have to take a syringe and a needle and plunge it precisely into a lung cancer, for example, and yes, it would kill it, but nobody's even trying that because keep in mind that FDA fined, I do say fined, Lane Laboratories, $2 billion, they're a company on the East Coast, for selling this same product because it wasn't, quote, approved, unquote. Never mind whether it works or not. It's just whether it's approved or not. So nobody wants to go near it, sir, because of that Lane Laboratories episode.
Sounding like me, like we have to take it to the courts and file criminal negligence cases against the FDA, et cetera, and other ignorant or ignoring type cancer therapeutic treatments. I mean, it seems like it would be a method of chemotherapy, but it's not nearly as debilitating and as damaging as traditional chemotherapies.
Can't be, because other cells won't take it up, just cancer cells.
Right. Fascinating. I mean, I'm sold on something like this. I may have to go overseas to find anything if I ever end up needing something that's more internal. I haven't had any issues with BCCs yet, but, you know, I mean, I'm 62, and who knows what's going to happen in the next 15 years. Something like that can surface, since my mother did have a colon tumor, and so there's a preponderance or a tendency to a predisposition towards cancer in a family. So who knows where it could surface.
That's the trouble.
Yeah. The other question I was curious about was in reference to the earlier caller about COPD in women and the efficacy of estrogens in reducing that. How does that apply to male physiology because of our higher testosterone levels?
Well, remember, testosterone does turn into estrogen in men. Inside the arteries, there's a little enzyme, and in the brain. And so a guy's higher testosterone level, his body can turn a little bit of that into estrogen and help maintain his lungs. That's why.
Mm. So because our testosterone reduces to estrogens, we don't have as big of a problem or as frequently a problem because our estrogen levels are at a level where it would tend to prevent the COPD in the first place.
That's correct, and that's why there's one non-smoking guy compared with six or seven non-smoking women who have COPD.
Great. This has been a really great show this morning. I appreciate everything. One comment about your being a generalist. There's a difference between a specialist and a generalist. The generalist knows less and less about more and more until he knows nothing about everything.
Okay, sir.
And you
Well,
can
as I said,
reverse it for the specialist who knows more and more about less and less till he
there you
knows
go.
everything about nothing. I think that
There
falls
you
on a
go, sir.
politician.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. You're wonderful.
Thank you for calling, sir, and thanks for your comments.